You know, I started this search when I was a kid because I started just observing crazy stuff around me, you know. I saw uncles and I saw dad drink himself to death, uncles. I saw a lot of men that got usurped by the female, you know. Now, I had an uncle who... He was in the military. He didn't let that happen. Seems like the ones that didn't go in the military, I went through the boot camp, but got hurt, so I got out honorable. I mean, I could have stayed in the infirmary for a while, but I said, nah. They said, do you want to be here? I said, not really. I could have stayed, but I didn't want to stay. It was a good experience, huh? But I wanted to know what was going on. I couldn't figure it out. And I saw patterns, even as a child. And around me, I saw all these women who wanted to Jezebel their home. They ended up by themselves. Eventually, they ended up miserable. They destroyed the man. The man became an alcoholic or a workaholic. And you couldn't really, they didn't really have conversations, you know? And it was like, it's like these men had potential to be a contractor, to be whatever, but these women tore them down. They let them. And I'm sitting here thinking, why are you letting, you go to work, you go home and drink. What kind of life is that? You go home, turn the TV on and drink. What kind of life is that? Don't you have some initiative? Don't you have some goal? Don't you have some dream? Don't you have some kind of, don't you want to be a part of something? And then growing up, I saw it. I saw these people get married, have kids, get locked down with a job, miserable on their job, hate their job, hate their life, go about their routine, never ask questions. And when you talk to them, they were miserable. And they would never ask questions about, what is this place? So you've been going around the cycle for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, 70 years, and you never asked what this place was about. You never wanted to reach and win some souls. You never wanted to enlighten people. You didn't want to dig deeper. All you do is go to work, go to the restaurant on the weekend, go to the beach, go to the mountains, and go back to work and do the same thing over again, and fight and argue and drink and holler and scream and go to work and do it again, and just keeps repeating. Let's say you had a house at the lake. You got to put a roof on it, don't you? Sit there and I would much rather I have more respect for the actors and the writers. I do have more respect for the writers. The writers telling a story to wake people up. The actors acting to show you that, show a mirror image of yourself, that there's more to life than just following some kind of routine that depresses you, you know. You can actually use the routine to get out of the matrix if you're smart enough about it. I spent most of my time decoding the Matrix, though. So I was using my job to decode the Matrix and my experiences. And when I saw the deja vu repeating, when I finally decoded the deja vu, that was it. I mean, I knew everything was repeating. I knew everything was the now. But when the deja vu kicked in, it's like, oh, everything is deja vu, because if it wasn't, you couldn't function. You couldn't even walk down the hall or drive your car. I've seen this before somewhere. I've felt this before. I read about this. I heard about this. I watched this. So I watched the men that were being demasculated by these females. And I scratched my head and I thought, what's up with that, man? I saw some college roommates get mixed up with one, and that didn't last. They got a divorce. And then the next one got a divorce. It was like, what's up with that? And you say to yourself, that'll never happen to me. Pride always comes before destruction, right? It's better to say, Lord, help me not to have that happen to me. I mean, you look at David in the Bible. You look at Solomon. You look at Samson. Some of the men were just totally just dumb. One of the reasons I like to watch the cheater episodes is to bring me back to reality. I mean, really, if you watch those cheater episodes, I mean, those people lie through their teeth. They lie. They're like master deceivers. They are masters at lying. And it's like, how in the world can you just flat out lie like that? And even when they bring the other person in, and they say, I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know you. And it's like, wow. They even deny, the person's right there in their face, and they even deny that. That's hard to believe right there. The evidence is right there, and they're still lying. To me, that's a dangerous person. This could be a murder. They could be murder. If they could lie through the person's actually standing there. The other party standing there that they cheated with, and the one comes in and they say, I don't know you, to their face. You know that person could be a murderer. If somebody can lie that, the evidence is right there, and convince the other one, and the other one, they're saying, this is a setup. I don't know them. I don't know them. It's like, come on. That's wild. The guy actually believes that she doesn't know that guy, and she's such a good liar. Fake reality. She created a fake reality bubble so deep that he actually even has a hard time believing that person's even, they're standing right there in their face and they still don't believe the lie. I mean, they still believe the lie. They still don't believe the truth. And they're sitting there watching that. It's like, come on. It's crazy. It's crazy. Crazy world. insane, crazy world. So I saw it growing up. And so, deja vu, history repeats itself, or tries to. And then when you escape it, you walk away, and the flying monkeys believe the lie that was being told, and you're sitting there thinking, well, you did me a favor. You showed me who my real friends were, who would be there, who wouldn't be there when the bottom drops out, you know. You learned who your real friends were. So I just kind of go back to the beginning to re-listen to what I was talking about and something that came up. So when you're a child, some of the stuff that you went through, like everything is a foreshadow or a foreshadowing. So what you went through when you were a child actually prepared you for when you were an adult, you know? Everything that you went through as a child was preparing you for what you would be as an adult. And it all seems to repeat. Cycle repeat, you know. This bizarro land. And so almost like your storyline was set when you were a child, but you have to overcome. And even if you're still in the storyline as an adult, but in different situations, but the same actors, you learn to overcome, even though... You saw these actors as a child. Now you see them as an adult, and you learn to overcome. And you know, no longer you always set up these boundaries. You know, you have to set up boundaries. And other people didn't have your upbringing, and so they don't really see life the way you see it necessarily. But they can see their own patterns and their own triggers and their own programs. So as you break the programs in your own experience, you might not had the same upbringing as somebody else, but they had their own programs. But it's usually the same programs, just a different perspective. Because the flesh mind is nothing but sin. And the flesh mind is just a fractal, just like the spirit mind is a fractal. But the flesh mind, the flesh mind is the hive. And so you can actually see people trying to survive in the flesh mind. They all play the same game over and over, you know.